Hey, good evening, everybody. John Henry Soto here, along with George Batista. Welcome to Counterparts, where we have spotlight conversations with creative minds and inspirational minds. Because the last couple of guests, right, George? The last couple of guests have been like just super inspirational and like motivational, and all the chanels that you can put out there. It's just been very, very exciting. So we're very excited to have Betsy Paradise on here, and we're going to talk about cryotherapy, which I don't know much about. And this is why we love doing this, because we don't know things, as I'm being told, and I get told that a lot. I don't know things, but I like to learn things. Right. And now we are going to learn about that. So please hang on tight and come on back. All right, welcome back. Thank you very much for being here. We're going to get right into it because we have a lot to talk about, and we got some learning to do. I want to get learned at it today and be very, I love to learn. You know, that's one of the things that, and George, by the way, I just want to really congratulate George. You put out a video earlier today. It was excellent, by the way. I just wanted
Thank you.
It was very, very good, very informative. I just wanted to validate you and acknowledge
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. So let's talk about our guests. Let's talk about our sponsor, and then we're going to get to our guests, and then we're going to have some rock and roll fun.
Okie doke. All right. So let's remember that the Counterpart Show is brought to you by Wellness Resources, a family owned and operated nutritional supplement company providing the highest quality clinically formulated supplements since 1985. Find out why this guy and a lot of people use their supplements all around the world. Make sure you go to myvitaminresource.com, and if you enter the promo code Counterparts, you will get free shipping on all orders. All right, so let's talk about our guest, and this is going to be exciting and very, very informative. We have Betsy Paradise with us. So a little bit about Betsy. Betsy Paradise is a certified cryotherapy specialist in medical aesthetics. She worked in the body contouring and fat reduction industry for over 17 years and has been in the aesthetics industry for 27 years in total. She has developed a proprietary protocol for permanent fat reduction that has amazingly fast and natural results, which are also non-invasive with no needles, drugs, or having to wait months to see results. She is also the author of the book titled An Introduction to the Magical Powers of Cryotherapy, the Most Cutting-Edge Technology in Anti-Aging and Permanent Fat Reduction, a book that aims to help people gain a better understanding of this amazing technology with the goal of helping people look and feel their best. And we are honored to have her on this show. So ladies and gentlemen, Betsy Paradise.
Hi, guys.
All right. Hello. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know, as I always say to George, you know, we just love learning new things. And this was something that, you know, I was watching your content on Instagram a lot. And, you know, I've always appreciated it. And I was like, wow, this is so fascinating. I'm always throwing my hearts out there because I love all of it. And then one day I was just like, oh, duh. I have a show. I was like, I wonder if she would, you know, she would come on. So I asked, you said yes, and I appreciate that very much. So thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, John. And it's such a pleasure being here with you guys and, you know, taking the opportunity to share some knowledge that can be very helpful to others, you know, especially, definitely, you know, people that are looking for healthy alternatives, not invasive. And that's great.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we love to do is also to have different alternatives to being healthy and staying healthy. George, you know, is a wellness coach, and so we're constantly talking about how we can stay healthier and how we could avoid certain things that are out there. It's important. So so the way we operate, I usually kind of free flow, as you can tell. George has some questions that we're going to actually open up with the first question. And George, I'm going to turn it over to you. Take it away.
Thank you very much. All right. So what I like to do when we start because I'm kind of official that way. I do like to kind of dig into your background a little bit, find out exactly, you know, so talk a little bit about your background and then how you kind of got into the cryotherapy and everything.
Okay. So my background, basically, I've been in the industry, you know, not to tell on my little, you know, amount of years I've been doing this, but it's been quite a while. It's been about 27 years since I started in this industry. The thing that, you know, that kind of impulsed me, it was an urge more so to help people that would not involve drugs or surgery. You know, and I was wondering, you know, there's gotta be a way that we can do things, you know, different alternatives. I guess I was way ahead of my time at the time when I first started. And then I was raised in a medical environment. My father is a heart doctor. Oh. And he's been in practice. He actually went to college at age 15, started medical school at age 15.
Whoa.
And he's a bit of a genius.
Yeah.
Hauser there.
I've been surrounded by medical doctors all my life, you know, and I've been observing, you know, obviously he has actually 5 specialties. He's he is actually our medical director right now. He is a cardiologist, anesthesiologist, internal medicine, pulmonologist, and anti-aging. So that's the guy that we operate under. You know, and that's, you know, part of where my curiosity came for, you know, alternative medical stuff, although, you know, different paths, obviously, but we later kind of, you know, got together and found a common ground.
Right.
He's supportive. He's always been very supportive of me. And it's always, you know, sparked my curiosity. I went to college. I'm originally from Venezuela. Okay. I graduated in business administration in Venezuela. And then I migrated here. And it was a wonderful, wonderful decision. I love the U.S.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and I love my country, but they're both my loves.
Right.
And coming here, obviously, you know, opened a different path for me. Thank goodness I spoke the language I speak right now as I speak it. We came here when we were very young, at the age of 5. We lived in California, in San Francisco. My dad was doing his fellowship at that time, cardiology fellowship. And then went back to Venezuela, you know, where I graduated from college, et cetera. And when I came here, I was like, okay, so, you know, I'm like, well, what do? I have this degree, you know, and it's like, well, yeah, that's all great. Well done. Congratulations. But, you know, $50,000 later in order to get your transfer here, it was like, what?
Oh, boy.
Like, no, we're not going to do that. So I started looking for alternatives. And, you know, this whole aesthetics part was always, you know, an interesting field for me. So I started, I got certified back, I think in 1995, I got certified and started working. And then I started into the body contouring type of delivery systems. You know, I worked many years with many different types of systems, machines, techniques, you know, always studying, always learning new things with my, you know, I had my father's medical background. So we started kind of getting into more things, more innovations coming out, you know, so on and so forth. Wow. So during my research into the permanent fat reduction and body contouring, I was doing a system that had to do with ultrasound at that time. You know, it was workable, but not as fast, and the results weren't permanent. So I, you know, keep studying. I later moved back to California, to Silicon Valley, actually. And I was there a couple of years. And there was this body contouring kind of concept, but with basically a little bit more advanced cryo, which is freezing. It's like very, very low temperatures. And I got really curious into what really that was all about and what it delivered. And turns out I was very new. Not me being new, the whole cryotherapy, right. Localized cryotherapy was very new. It's still very new. People don't know about it.
Right.
They all, you know, what's known is basically the cryo chambers, which is used for sports injuries and, you know, athletes healing themselves. And that's a different system than what we do.
Okay.
Use what's called a localized targeted cryotherapy. And anyways, through my research and developments, there's many, many, many machines in the industry. They all work great. They all do deliver certain results, but it was very hard to find a specific machine that would be able to deliver the protocols that I came up with. This is intellectual property. I came up with it, and these medical doctors backed me up, but not all machines could deliver it. So this particular system, which is a brand new one, it is delivered. There's two types right now. The one that this is the most cutting edge technology. You haven't really seen much of it, if at all. You may have seen some machines which are with an electrode, you know, that kind of thing. This is with a spray, and it's a CO2 spray, and it's almost like an erasing gun. You erase fat, if you will.
Wow.
And it's not just, like I was mentioning, not just the aesthetic aspect of it, but there's also a pain management health aspect to that. That just came, you know, twofold.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So, yeah, it's actually pretty incredible. So we started developing this and doing more research. Turns out, you know, for some reason, I was kind of a little bit of a pioneer.
Yeah.
Area, because a lot of people are starting now to get a little more familiar, and you see, you know, a lot of centers, cryotherapy centers, that kind of thing. And they are great, and they work, you know, they actually do help, you know, and it's wonderful that it's now in the industry, in the field, which is an alternative to drugs and surgery, because it's not always the optimum solution.
Correct.
You know, and I respect different people's points of views, and, you know, whatever fits best for you is what works. But, you know, this is really workable.
Yeah.
So we've been implementing with probably over 99.9% results.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, that's a little bit of the background.
Yeah. No,
I didn't talk to you.
That was fantastic. That's why we're here.
Yeah, definitely.
I like the, the support that you have from your dad. It seems like a really difficult, and just knowing how medical community, you know, how the medical field is educated, definitely not alternatives are not really part of their curriculum.
That's right.
So did you get any, did he receive any pushback having now, you know, supporting you?
Yes, he did.
Of course. I was going to say, because that's a really challenging, you know, I just wanted to make a point. Isn't it amazing that we have to say that, and this is not a disrespect to anybody that makes the decision, whatever they think is the greatest good for their situation, whether they want to decide to cut an arm because it's better, or if there's another way. But if there's another way that you don't have to have a knife put into you, wouldn't you look at that? I mean, maybe I'm amazed that sometimes we say, like, well, there's a natural way and you can actually handle it, and there's all these studies and it's handled it. But, you know, I respect if someone wants to actually take a knife and have someone cut their chest open too.
That's true.
Anyway, that always, like, just boggles my mind, because I would always think, well, why don't I just look at this first, get the studies,
right,
you know, dive in, study it. Don't just like do it on a, on, you know, make sure I get educated on it.
Right.
And then try to go into it. So anyway, I'm just fascinated by that. And being in, and you and George, both of you have to deal with certain things like that. But I wanted to ask you, because I'm rambling now, but I wanted to ask you, what was the big change that you felt that this was actually becoming an actual workable thing? Remember that time?
Yes, absolutely. And that is the change, the specific point that you're talking about, the change that I knew it would work standardly, you know, across the boards, was this discovery with, obviously based on the principle of how localized cryotherapy works. And I'll give a little bit of an explanation so you guys know, and for our people that are, you know, our viewers know what it's based off. It is basically, let's start with a little bit of biology. Our bodies, human bodies are, when they're born, they are endowed with a finite number of fat cells. You don't get more, you don't produce more. It's not like the cell from your skin, lungs, heart, stomach, you know. These cells reproduce. The adipose tissue, fatty cells, actually don't. They can expand, they can contract. They have the ability to do that, but you don't get rid of them. You can do as much dieting as you want. You can do as much exercise as you want, which is great because it keeps you, right, in a healthy state. But if you let go, you know, it just goes the other way. So they expand and you still have those. The principle with cryotherapy, what it does is basically it crystallizes the fat cell. So you have this fat cell, right? And it crystallizes it. It freezes it. So it kills that fat cell. When it kills that fat cell, that process of death of the fat cell, it's called, and this is a medical term, called apoptosis. Apoptosis. And what it is the death of the fat cell.
Right.
So when that cell dies, it's gone forever. I cannot put it back. Once it's gone, it's gone. So that finite number of cells that you were endowed with start reducing. So, you know, like I tell my guys, it's like, once it's out, I cannot put it back. So, you know, a lot of my guys, they get happy about it, obviously, because the results, you get the results. I don't have to sell or, you know, it works, period.
Right.
But it's funny because they want to, you know, take it all out. It's like, no, we cannot.
Right.
So fat still needs fat. Yeah. Your hormones. Some hormones are derived from fat, right, George?
Yes. You know, absolutely. This. Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, it's the change, the point of the change was that where I developed this protocol to basically deliver those results in such a fast way that it's nowhere out in the market right now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the cutting edge part of the magical powers of cryotherapy, as I call it, because it's really magical.
Yeah, it really is.
Incredible. No, it's incredible. So how is it different? Because, you know, looking at things like, and I think this is amazing, looking at things like, you know, there's been studies on cold water immersion, those types of things. People, whether it's taking cold showers or, you know, the cryotherapy, like you've talked about in the chamber and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas they've talked about the burning of brown and beige fat.
Correct.
Okay. And and the rise of norepinephrine in that whole process. So how is it different or is it related?
It's related.
Okay.
Because basically the immersion, yes, it operates and it works tremendously well because it reduces a lot of the lymphedema or inflammation, body inflammation. Mm-hmm. It's a really great therapy and I recommend, highly recommend it. All natural, you know,
right.
A few minutes of immersion does wonders for your body. With the localized cryotherapy, you know, obviously it, And what I tell people, it has nothing to do with whether you're like very overweight or really skinny. People have that, what George just mentioned, the type of dark fat and the lighter brownish, you know, better fat. You can be really, really, really skinny and still have those pockets. And right. that will not get, you can't get rid of that no matter how hard you exercise, how much you diet. It's just impossible to get rid of. This system turns that black fat, as we call it, which is the hard core. It feels really hard, almost like a rock underneath the skin. You can even, well, I'm a little trained, but you can feel it under the skin.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And it turns it into this brown, softer fat, which is the fat that dissolves. Right. And it goes quickly. And that process of transforming that black fat into the softer fat occurs very, very quickly with the system I developed.
Wow. So
you don't have to wait weeks or months to see if it worked. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and one of the things that I'm amazed about is the speed. Because, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, it's also... It's not a, if you're thinner, if you're, you know, it has nothing to do with that part of it. Although no. obviously if you're bigger, it's going to help you mm-hmm. aesthetically, you yeah. know, lose that. But even what are the benefits if you're, let's say somebody who works out and they're healthy and they take their vitamins, you know, how would that benefit somebody that's, or maybe not that healthy, but somebody who just, because that's an extreme. I don't know anyone like that. but somebody who's just like normal.
It benefits in a tremendous way because obviously the more, you know, active you are, the better nutrition you have, obviously the faster this is going to go for you.
Oh, okay.
This whole process, although we don't, you know, extreme dieting or extreme exercise is really not required for the system, which is the beauty of it, because everybody's like, oh my God, I got to starve again. And yeah. is it like the keto? Is it this? Is it that? Is it, you know, carbs and amount yeah. of calories? And, you know, yes,
that has a scale.
Yeah, that has an influence in it, but it's not required. The particular thing about this protocol is that in itself, during the process, your body's going to start rejecting things that are bad for you. So if you have a craving for, I don't know, sweets, Coke, cake, fats, you know, savory things. If it's something that produces inflammation to your body and it harms your body's going to naturally reject it. And you're going to feel like, ooh, I don't like that anymore.
Yeah.
Where I used to eat it all the time and I don't know, I can't digest it anymore. Yeah. That happens. Wow. You get super thirsty. Your body starts craving water like, oh my God, like you've never craved water ever.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's, what else does it do? Oh, well, obviously you're going to detox. There's a bit of a detox process because what's happened, like once that fat cell gets frozen and it is dead, your body heat, your natural body heat melts it. And that melting thing inside that fat cell has toxins, cellular waste.
Oh, it's got to go somewhere.
Very bad for you. Yes, you need to flush it out. The body needs to flush that, and that's through the lymphatic system.
Right.
And
right.
the lymph needs to be activated. Yes. That's why exercise. That's why sweating. You know, we do also alternative therapies with red light therapy, sauna, pressure therapy, you know, all these other elements.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had on Bobby Wiggins about a month ago, and he talked about the drugs that get lodged into the fatty tissues of your cells. And then when you go into a sauna, you sweat them out with the vitamin B3, which is a niacin, and it gets unclogged and it comes out. So it has that kind of effect as well.
Well, that's a very powerful, you know, procedure that Bobby Wiggins was mentioning, and I highly, highly recommend that.
Yeah.
Obviously that's that we're talking about, you know, that's the Mac Daddy, if you will.
Right.
yeah. But this is something that, you know, can basically jumpstart you. It will reactivate your stagnant metabolism. That's 100% effective with that. It's going to boost your immune system, okay? Because that's something that's just going to naturally happen, because the body goes into what it is called a thermal shock, right? With this, and the temperatures is not, it's not like it's, you know, something so cold that's unbearable. Take it probably on this system. I'm not going to, you know, name numbers, but it's not nothing worse than going to New York in wintertime.
We're living in New York.
But it's natural elements. You know what I mean?
Right.
Is that something that you're going to go to, like, you know, minus 100 degrees and you're like, whoa, okay, that's a little too much.
Right.
It's just, it's not, it doesn't even get that cold. It's just very, very, you know, it's cold enough to kill that fat cell. That's all that needs to happen.
Right. Yeah. That was going to be my, one of my questions. I was going to be just as technical as George was. I was going to say, how cold is it? Because I'm actually, I'm in Nashville right now. So I'm in the South. It was 97 today here. That's pretty, yeah. And tomorrow's going to be 100. So. So it's a little different. Whenever I, there was a place where when I was in Jersey and it had these big tanks and you kind of put, you kind of, your head sticks out.
Yeah.
And I guess for me it would be up here because I'm short.
They don't make one for someone your size?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I never actually went into
it. They put a step stool in there so you can stand up or a little ladder.
Yeah, maybe that's how they work it. I don't know, but I was always afraid to go in, and then they forget that I'm there, and they close shop, and they leave, and I'm in there, and I'm like, next morning, I'm like a superhero.
Criminal.
Yeah. So is there something of that type of a I don't want to call it, like a chamber?
Okay, no, that's a chamber. That's a cryo chamber.
Cryo chamber, okay.
That's a different system. That system uses nitrogen to power it. There's some that are electrical. They work wonders, you know, for sports injury and recovery.
Right.
But they're not the same thing, because that dips you for about, yeah, I think the max I've seen, maybe it's a 2 minute.
Yeah, I heard like 2 or 3 minutes, I think, was.
At the most, where people, like, they barely, I mean, on the minute and a half, then they're like, I got to get out.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's really cool. But it's extremely therapeutic.
Yeah.
You know, your muscle recovery and injuries. This is localized. This is something that's just, you know, on a smaller area, which is targeted. So you get full control of what you're doing with that area. You can contour. You can mold. You can shape. You can reduce the fat in the areas you want it to reduce. You can do a lot. You know, there's like, the sky's the limit.
So it's very,
very precise.
Precise into the areas.
Correct. Wow,
that's incredible.
Now I've heard with probably more of the chamber type of cryotherapy. Yeah. Obviously, where they've, you know, again talking about the activation of BAT, right, or the brown adipose tissue, or that type of thing, where it actually has favorable results on lipid metabolism. Yeah. And glucose metabolism and that type of thing, right?
That's
so, are you seeing these types of things as well on the back end?
Yes, okay. Very much
awesome.
So.
Awesome.
There's actually a protocol that we developed, you know, right now, just on a little side note, the localized cryotherapy is being utilized right now in the medical industry to treat prostate cancer. So this is something that is, it's very. Wow. Breakthrough right now. They're actually using it. So I've been doing studies with these medical doctors with regards to using this protocol there.
Oh, wow.
For that particular aspect.
Amazing.
There's protocols that I've developed for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, migraines, eye floaters. This is just, I can't really mention.
That's amazing.
But I've had a lot of patients that were on medication, you know, diabetics, high blood pressure, to name a few. And once we started this protocol, they had to like really severely cut down their dosage because it was so fast and so aggressive that they, you know, this loss of brown heart fat was really changing, because there's a chemical change that occurs inside, right, not just from the exterior aesthetic aspect of it, to the point where they got off the medication.
Wow.
And I'm not saying this is an alternative cure or anything.
No, but
you have to check with your doctor.
Absolutely.
Make sure you follow your doctor's guidelines.
Yes.
Right.
But it's happened.
Yeah.
And another thing I wanted to ask you, kind of to piggyback on that type of thing, because I've seen studies, I've read studies in the past on how these types of therapies affect dopamine.
That's correct.
So and obviously we know that dopamine is the you know, that feel good mood, you know, good mood type of thing. So my question is, again, are you seeing that as well? Because I there was actually a study on it where they talked about after, again, it was more cold water immersion, but after that, there was 2 hours after that, they measured the dopamine and it was very high. The mood was high. Everything was high. So are you seeing stuff like that as well, as far as just the mental aspect of it?
Yes, 100%.
Wow.
And here's why. I'll give you the you know, inside scoop as to why that happens. Basically, you know, I mentioned a little earlier what's called a thermal shock. Yeah. So the body's being submitted to these temperatures, which are really, really, really cold for the body.
Right.
And the first thing that it does is it just floods the area to protect it from that cold damage. That fresh blood, that fresh, you know, that protection is full of like amazing, brand new, fresh hormones. Endorphins, you know, the happy, feel good, well-being type of hormones.
Yep.
Wow. So after these treatments, you have this amazing feeling of feeling well-being, you know, this happy feeling, happy, not happy in the sense of like a fake happy, you know?
Right. Like you just did a yoga class or something, you know?
Right. It's the way you're supposed to feel naturally.
Right. Wow.
Without the use of drugs, without the use of any additive, just you. That's how you're supposed to feel all the time.
Wow.
So this basically brings the whole thing back, you know, it resets it to factory settings.
Pretty right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And that happens. It's like probably, I would say 99.9%, because there's always that one person that's like, well.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You cured my leg, but you know, my head still hurts.
Right.
You didn't take my headache away.
I thought dopamine was a large dog, but anyway. I was like, why?
Which is bigger than you, by the way.
Yeah, I was like, why are they talking about dogs? George was in a band called iFloaters. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah, back in the 80s. Anyway.
Yeah, we broke up. I didn't want to wear the tights.
They look so good on you, though.
Thanks.
So I do want to talk a little bit about our food system here in the country, because we have situations in our food. Sometimes people talk about them. There's certain things that they do to them. You know, sometimes I know that they're trying to mass produce more because there's a lot of people that they have to feed. So it gets justified by, you know, we need more of this, so we're going to put this on it.
Yeah.
Do you find it that when you're in your practice, does that become a major issue?
Yes.
Much more than the cup of coffee. You know, it's pretty heavy chemicals that are on there. I was trying to avoid saying the C word.
I actually had one of my girls that, this is a true story, with her, and, you know, after our first treatment, she mentioned, you know, my coffee tastes different.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, because the whole
taste, the
palate and everything is cleaned up.
Yep. You can, you know, there's a certain smell, you know, because of those toxins that come out, and all that is just what's lodged in your fatty tissue.
Yeah,
that's coming out, like a lot of the food has massive amounts of preservatives and things that are not good for you.
Right.
And they do get released from that.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier something that I want to kind of just go back on a little bit. You talked about how it's we're supposed to feel.
Right.
Yes. You know, and we're in such a state of this coffee will make you feel this. This will make you feel that. This, you know, and there's this whole idea that we need an outside source, you know, when really our bodies can actually produce that, all those things that you mentioned, you know.
That's right.
Can you talk a little bit about not just the actual physical results, but the emotional and the those results that you're getting? You're probably getting people just like weeping.
Yeah, they actually are weeping.
I'm sure.
Yes, I'll tell you, from the mental aspect of it, I'll give you, this is another true story with another one of my patients. She just came to me probably maybe 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And she's a good friend of mine. She had a car injury where she was very badly hurt. And she was basically in rehab for about a year. She couldn't walk. She somehow got herself back walking again, but she was in extreme excruciating pain. Just touching, light touching was excruciating for her. And parts of her body were numb. She couldn't feel them. She had parts of the face, you know, numbness, couldn't feel it. Fingers, arms, back. So I actually met her with, you know, not specifically for doing cryo. So I just saw that poor girl sitting. It's like, you know, kind of wiggling a little bit. I'm like, what's going on with you? You know, and she's like, well, no, it's okay. You know, then she kind of, I'm in pain. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't have you in pain. So I took her over to my place and did a cryo on her and her husband. And she couldn't believe it for the first time. After one single treatment with that protocol, the proprietary protocol that I'm talking to you about, she was able to get up, stand up, walk, no pain in the back.
Wow.
She's a testimony. You can ask her yourself. She will totally give you the true story as to what happened.
Wow.
She started feeling sensation again for the first time since her car accident.
Wow.
And to the point where she was in tears, you know, talk about mental.
Right.
The feeling of like, you know, aside from the fact that these, you know, happy hormones were, you know, also helping her, but it was a tremendous, drastic change overnight. Her husband also, you know, he's black belt in jujitsu since the age of 14.
Wow.
And had, you know, quite a few lesions throughout his lifetime.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I treated him too, and he was out of pain. In two treatments that we did. So those are like the stories, you know, that you just, it's very heartwarming to help people. This helps people. Okay. No drugs. You don't need to be in painkillers. You don't need to have all this junk added to you.
Yeah.
It's not needed.
And it's also great to ask when someone is not feeling, because I think that we, sometimes people get accustomed to living with a physical pain or a mental pain, and they just kind of, that's their life. And they've sort of like learned to, but if you ask, you know, you can really pull that string and find out exactly how that, you know, and that's what you did, which is amazing.
That's awesome. Thanks. That's it. Well, it's, I can't, I don't know. It's, I have a big thing to help people. That's my life, I guess, to help others.
Absolutely.
But that there's another aspect of it. Which is another protocol that we use, you know, around the head and lower neck area as well with cryo, that just basically jump starts and opens up this whole, you know, well-being, the feeling of well-being, and a migraine protocol that helps.
I mean, this whole spinal cord area here is just everything is right back here, and you know, it's just I would imagine that if you free that up, the whole body can then I didn't even, like, she probably was like shocked that she could feel.
She was,
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
She was. She was like, I can't believe him. That's exactly right. She couldn't believe what she was feeling.
Yeah. So, George, do you have a question? Because I want to talk about the book, but let's.
Just want another question I had was on the. I'm wondering because, you know, as a person in health myself, I always come across the folks that are like, okay, I want to lose weight, but I want that one thing. That one thing, that magic thing that's going to help me lose weight and I don't have to do anything else, right?
No work.
Right. Okay. I mean, really, it's like, you know, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So my question is, do you come across that like, okay, this is it. I can do this. Then I can go home and sit on my couch. I could eat whatever I want. I don't have to exercise. All I have to do is do this.
Is there an app for that? that's basically what they want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, I do come across that quite frequently.
Okay.
I would say probably over 90% of my patients come with that idea.
Yeah.
And I tell them, this is what I tell them. It's like, listen, I wish I had that little magic wand, right, that I just wave at you and you look like Kim Kardashian in 15 minutes. That would be the ideal scene. However, we didn't get this way, you know, in 15 minutes. It took us a while, you know.
Yep.
There was a lot of, this is just to mention, a lot of during the pandemic, not that I like to talk too much about it, but there was massive weight gain from people. And when I started noticing the beginning of the, you know, pandemic, and mind you, I was in California under a lockdown for like 2 years or more.
Right.
These people were, you know, at the beginning, I think the first 6 months, maybe 15 pounds overweight. In a year into it, they were like 30 pounds overweight. A year and a half into it, they were like 50 pounds. And towards the end, they were 60 plus pounds. And they were not adding any more, you know, food or eating more. They just said, Betsy, I don't know what's going on. This is just, you know, I do my normal thing. I haven't added anything else. And, you know, they struggled. I mean, that's a walking ticking bomb right there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I think, well, I mean, obviously there was not a lot of activity going on during that time, but it was also an emotional, people were emotionally eating too, you know, because you're home, your TV is on, well, let me get some ice cream, you know, and that was just something
watching
that went
the
on.
News also. And all that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, they all want the easy button. You know, I wish I could deliver that. And but I tell them, it's like this, look, this system is not something that you're going to look flat like a wall, like Kim Kardashian, okay? We're going to dispose of that because why would you like, I mean, for me, I think bodies, natural bodies have such a unique beauty. Each and every one of us are very unique. Why would I want to look like Kim Kardashian and 10 of those? It's like, it just takes the uniqueness of humanity out of you, you know, where you start adoring an idol for a fake view or a way of looking at it, which affects our teens, it affects women, it affects relationships, it affects how men and women view each other.
Yeah.
You know, our daughters are growing up looking at this type of
stereotype, and
it's so damaging.
Right. And that's a whole other, you know, we've talked about that as a sociological experiment that they're doing on kids sometimes by showing them what you should look like.
That's right.
Look at Kim Kardashian, you know, she's
right. And it's so damaging. And it's like, it's, you know, a child at age 11 is unhappy with the way they look. I mean, isn't that crazy? That kind of concept coming from a child.
It is.
So that's what we're running up into.
And
getting people to understand. And once they get it and once they feel and they see the effects, they start, this is something that really starts occurring. They start liking themselves.
Right.
They start accepting how they look and their natural bodies and how well this feels for them.
And I had a friend that was, you know, struggling with weight but you know, he went to the doctor, he was trying to do it fast. And the doctor said, well, how long did it take you to get to where you are now?
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, well, it's like, you know, a long time, you know. Okay, so it's going to take a little bit. It may not take that long. It won't take 20 years, but it's going to take a little bit longer. So you got to put the work in. But I also think that that's what's happening in society where, you know, which is a quick thing, right? We have, what is it, about 2.3 attention span on social media. George and I try to do anything we can. George is always constantly wearing bikinis. trying to get attention for the show. I'm like, that's actually not helping. That's making things worse.
Yes. But I may need to go to you, by the way, just for a little touch up. A little touch up, you know.
I'm here.
Right. So, but that's kind of the society that we're living in, where it's like has to be fast and things have to be really, really worked. I think a person has to reach that level where they're willing to. I need to work on this. This has to be for me. Right. And that's the important part.
Reach that point. Yeah. I mean, I have people, John, that. Actually, a lot of them in Silicon Valley, because of this stereotype, they had done tummy tucks, they had done liposuctions, they had breast augmentations, all you name it.
Rubble
and cut. They would come to me to get those things fixed because after a certain amount of time, the body again starts deteriorating.
It's not normal. It's
and
not...
then they're repented. Why did I do this?
Yep.
I looked so beautiful. Like I should have never done this. Right. And, you know, so I nip and tuck naturally and help them out. Yeah. But it's
a tragic thing, but,
but
we're lucky to have, you and your protocols and your work, because I know that it's helping a lot of people. I want to talk about your book it's on Amazon. I know this is what it looks like. And, did that come on?
Yeah, it's there.
Okay, my screen is acting weird. So talk a little bit about that. What was the, obviously we know what the motivation was, but what can people get when they get your book? What
they get, and this is one of the things that I was running into, is people, again, talking about the easy button and not understanding, because all they have is this previous knowledge of, okay, a surgery is going to handle this quickly. Mm-hmm. I just want it done and I want it done quickly. They're not taking into consideration the health risks, you know, the amount of people that don't make it after those operations, the side effects that are, you know, it takes about a year for you get probably more to get back into what you used to be. It's extremely painful.
Psychologically.
Yep. Psychologically and physically. It's not just psychologically.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to write a book, and this is for the person in the street that is struggling with their weight, maybe they're overweight, maybe they're not, they're like introverted with their looks and the way they feel, and to give them a knowledge that is out there that it's not known about,
right?
That this alternative exists, and they are very welcome to something that is not harmful, because there is no known side effects of the system, none.
That's like
right.
That's amazing.
So for them to understand, you know, that there is something out there, that it works, you know, that is scientifically proven. This is not just a fly-by-night kind of thing. Right. There are clinical studies that can back up what we're doing. And, you know, so they understand in lay terms what it is, because a lot of people go, medical doctors, especially when you go to, not to say anything, because doctors have their place in the world, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this whole aspect of medical knowledge, you know, there's like, not in the mainstream, obviously alternative methods and this kind of thing is not as prominent as we all know.
Right.
So it's something to help them. It's a very fun, you know, it's true stories. Of, you know, obviously there are names that are changed, but those are true stories from patients that I had and what they went through and what their outcome was, you know, how they felt about the whole process and how easy it was.
Yeah.
So it's to help. Yeah. It was mostly to help them help people. I did. Yeah. It's a really interesting, you know, and also the new breakthroughs as to how this came to be. How did cryotherapy come to be? What is localized cryotherapy? What are the effects? You know, what can it do for you?
Right.
And so that I thought that was important for people to know.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, that's really what people really want, is they want to see, especially if it's alternative, right? Because it's automatically the media will, you know, the eyebrow will go up on it.
Oh, yeah. So,
you know what I mean? But like, I know that when you have the data backing it up, you know, it's all backed up by a scientific, and you have it down in a book, people really want to actually do that. And, and I also think, and I don't know, George, if you agree with this, but I think in the last, you know, alternative things have actually have made a bigger stride towards towards the mainstream. And, you know, I think the when you're dealing with the big, you know, we won't say the words, but when you're dealing with the big corporations that do that sell certain things for ailments, you're competing against something that's a publicly traded and all that stuff. And you're the big giant, which I get it. You know, I mean, I understand that. But I think it's much more acceptable today than it's ever been. And I think the internet, the fact that we're here doing this right now and talking about it, is really helping that. So people can make their own decision. That's the key thing, right? That's what we want. People to make their decisions.
Exactly. And you guys are doing a wonderful job, by the way. I just wanted to acknowledge both, you know, John and George.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. Thank you so much for your job. I mean, you're getting this. This is changing the world. This is like, you know, pioneering a new era of knowledge and, you know, things that are out there that people should know about, because you know, it's hard to get access to this type of knowledge, you know, because obviously it's not mainstream, and you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So we're at, believe it or not, we're at 51 minutes.
Already?
Wow.
Oh, that's so fast.
This is what happens. It happens almost every time. We're not done yet. We're not letting you go yet.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you, one of the things that we always ask our guests is, you know, as we mentioned, the last 2 years, we've had some interesting times.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people really struggled. They couldn't really... do things. Some people still are in that position. They're still trying to get out. They're trying to come, you know, to get back to some type of normalcy, right?
Right.
I hate the expression, the new norm. Please do not say that. I hate that. So we want to get back to, and I didn't mean you. I meant people in general when they type in, it's the new norm, John. You know, it's not. But how can someone that's out there kind of with what you've told us so far, you know, with mental anguish and all the things that have been going on, do you have any words for anyone out there that's listening right now that's maybe struggling and trying to kind of like figure out a way to get back out there again and just hitting a little bit of a roadblock?
Absolutely. You know, it's not going to change. And I think the first step is just to open up and look, just look. That's all. Very gentle, very low gradient, and just look. Solutions are out there. Conditions can change. You can change, and it's okay for you to change. You don't need anybody's, you don't need a license from anybody to feel better, to be better. You don't need anybody's permission. Okay.
Right.
You are you. You are the most important person there is. So give yourself that chance. Give yourself that opportunity. You deserve it. You deserve it. So why not?
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
You hear that, George? Everything's going to be fine.
Absolutely.
It's all going to be okay.
So stop crying and calling me in the middle of the night. Weeping, I'm sick of it already.
Oh, you got it.
Last few times he hung up on me, so I just, you know, what kind of cousin do I have?
Never.
I did want to mention, you know, obviously, because people might be curious as to where we're located. I'm, you know, saying hello from the lovely sunshine state of Florida.
Yeah.
We are, yes, that's our website. You guys can go there and just, you know, get the book. There's an access. It is a free download if you have a Kindle app. So it's for anyone. There's a Spanish version and there's an English version. So, so people can have access to this. And right now we are partnered in a partnership with Intuition, which is a health spa as well here in Clearwater, Florida. It's a great location. So if you're here, just come on over, hit us up.
Nice.
We are having a wonderful time, you know, helping people, all natural. It's like catching up like wildfire. People are like talking and, you know, just getting
I love it.
That's so fantastic. Well, I just want to validate you for your work. You're tremendous. effort to help people. It's such an important thing. And if we had a million news, we this planet would be completely handled, or maybe not even, maybe just another five. So that's how powerful you are. Just five more.
Definitely.
Planet will be handled. But thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. We'd love to have you back again. Maybe
Absolutely. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, new updates, new things.
Right. Definitely.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye bye. Wow.
Wow. Look at that. See? You know, you learn amazing things here.
Yeah, and you know, you could have conversations about this and feel like you're really providing the audience with alternatives that make sense, that they can go out and research, that they can go out and, you know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be this controversial thing and it's like, oh, wow, it's an alternative. You know what I mean? We can make it, we made it fun, we made it accessible. You know, you can check out the book, you can read all about it, you can study all about it. I mean, that is like really what we're doing here.
And, that's the key because it's the science is there to back it up.
Right.
You know, they can read all, you know, the studies, they can read the book and all the information. It's not like it's just something that, oh, we're just throwing out there and see if it sticks. Right. It's actually stuff that you can, you know, read and see. You know?
And there's testimonials and there's people that are successful. So it's really awesome to have it. So now we are educated more on that. I know now that dopamine is not a large dog. I was completely. But anyway, want to thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate. Yeah, it's the hat. It's too tight. Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much, John Henry Soto, George Batista. We will be back next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and counterpartsshow.com. So please come on back. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you soon. And as always,
peace.